there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... You can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour, Meet Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Fritzy did an unbelievable job. He got Kevin Hart to join us coming up a little bit later on.
I'm going to talk to Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick, he's a great host. He's a great host, but I'm a better actor and comedian than Dan Patrick. But he's a great host. He got great hair.
Let's not do the Kevin Hart impersonation to like Kevin Hart. Nah. I mean, it's a Meet Friday, and I'm really lenient on Fridays, but not that lenient. Because it does still sound a little bit like Ross Perot. Ross Perot and Kevin Hart.
Can I finish?
Meet Friday lineup, courtesy of Tyler. Smoked chicken with chimichurri and smoked potato salad. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
We're missing something, right? There's usually a big three. There should be something else in there. Maybe that's what's throwing me off here.
Beer?
Well, no, beer will be there after the show. Friday beer.
Will there be beer?
But I'm just saying... You got the chicken, you got potato salad. It's just crying out for something.
Some asparagus or something.
Yeah, something. What, Todd?
Some cauliflower medley? Like, would you like some carrots and peas and things like that? That'd be healthy.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fine.
Or some, you know, house lo mein would be nice. You know, I'd go for
no,
that.
No, we're not doing that.
You don't want lo mein fried rice?
We're not doing that. No,
some egg rolls?
Not doing that.
All right. Some ice cream.
Oh, there you go. Dessert item. Chip witches.
Oh, the greatest. You know what? Somebody did that for the first time and they deserve more credit. They put ice cream between two chocolate chip cookies and then rolled the other side in chocolate chip. I don't know who did that first, but man, are they a genius.
That is total genius to do that.
Do you think they should have a statue?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just the chip witch would be the statue.
Could be, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's Charles Chipwich or something, but he...
Charlie Chipwich.
I think it's Jimmy Chipwich.
Jimmy Chipwich? Yeah. What a genius.
Yeah. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Week two of the USFL continues. More hard-hitting action. It's the New Jersey Generals taking on the Pittsburgh Maulers Sunday, 1 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. All right, so Kevin Hart, big Eagles fan. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. 76ers up 3-0 on the Nets. Warriors roll the Kings. Suns beat the Clippers without Kawhi Leonard. Tonight, Celtics, Hawks, Cavs, Knicks, Nuggets, Timberwolves. In case you're wondering, and I know you are, the over-under for points for game three for LeBron James is 28.5. I think everybody assumes that LeBron is going to take Dylan Brooks up on his offer to try to put 40 on him. And I said no. If anybody scores 40, it should be Anthony Davis, not LeBron. LeBron, don't even acknowledge Dylan Brooks. You're not even on my radar. But if he does try to put up, it's just different. You know, other players, their role would be to put up 40. LeBron's role is not to put up 40 there. And in case you want to take Seton, is didn't you open up a DraftKings account just for this bet?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now, actually. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to put $100 on it.
Okay. $100 if for LeBron to get 40 or more is plus 700. If Seton puts up a hundy, you win 700.
Is that how that works?
I think. Paul, is that how it works?
Yeah. Would anyone in this room like to play the house against Seton? Where Seton would bet them.
Oh, I don't want to put up the 700.
Well, you could, odds-wise, you get an easy $100.
No, it's LeBron. I mean, I don't know. He might get on a roll there. He must be butter.
I'm on a roll, so butter me.
I know. Stuart Scott used to say that. I must be butter because I'm on a roll.
That's a good one. I always like that one.
All righty. Poll question for the final hour, Seton, is going to be what?
Yeah, hold on, let me get out of my gambling.
Come on, we got an hour.
We got time. I'm a gambler.
We're
now
entertaining a nation here. Trying to.
Yeah, we're trying to. Who would you?
Who?
If you could only suspend one.
Oh.
Who deserved to get suspended more, actually? Draymond Green or Joel Embiid? A lot of people say Draymond.
Yeah, I would still say Draymond. The history involved in that. I would have thrown Joel Embiid out of the game. Before I would have James Harden. I like that Harden didn't even... He thought the foul was on Royce O'Neal, who was guarding him. He was like, wait, it's on me? And you're going to... It's a flagrant two, and you're kicking me out? But I would have tossed Embiid last night. Do you know who is leading the major leagues in home runs? Anybody have an idea? Anybody who's... Let's see. Todd, do you know who's leading baseball in home runs?
Cody Bellinger. No, that's not right.
Mike Trout?
No. Marvin?
Ronald Acuna?
Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
Nine.
Ryan Peter?
Yeah, he's got nine.
Let's go, Pete.
He's got nine home runs before May 1st, and I believe that's a franchise record for your Mets. Speaking of that, Max Scherzer is not going to appeal his suspension. That was a quick turnaround. That's one of those, I swear on my kid, I never did.
Was he on the pitching clock?
I don't know. Hey, what are you going to do? I got 20 seconds. I'm not going to appeal. And I would have thought you would have gone down a little more kicking and screaming. And then he gave, well, it's not an independent arbiter. I'm shocked that you didn't know it wasn't an independent arbiter. Did you think something had changed in the last 15 years you've been in Major League Baseball? Dan in Pennsylvania on that topic. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. Happy Me Friday.
Thank you.
So, again, it's just rehashing this Max Scherzer. I thought you and Seton made a great point that he should have just fought the appeal no matter the arbitrator. Personally, based on Scherzer's interviews and from a previous incident with Domingo Herman, I was totally believing Scherzer that the alcohol used to clean his hands of the rosin may have caused a stickier reaction.
Hmm.
Then again, I was never good at science or chemistry. But
right.
I think I have a solution. So right now, I'm under the impression that pitchers have the option to either use the rosin in the dugout or on the mound. I think pitchers should only be allowed to use the rosin bag on the mound just for transparency.
Yeah.
So it might solve some of the problems, but I'd like to get your thoughts.
But, Dan, I don't know if the pitch clock factors into that as well, because you only got a certain amount of time, and then maybe what they're saying is, do your work before you get to the mound. But a lot of guys are picking up the rosin, it's almost habitual, where they're, it's a tick where you got to get it. But you don't want your hand dry, and that's what the rosin does. You want the sweat and the rosin to give you sticky, a little bit of tackiness there. Let's see. Anthony in Des Moines. Hi, Anthony. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. Happy Meat Friday.
Thank you.
You and all the backroom guys and Danettes. I got a favorite, man. The hula girl on your desk.
Yeah.
Can you please fix it? She's leaning. The skirt's like falling out of the cuff. It's driving me nuts, man.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling, Anthony. I mean, it's very important on my desk. I have an Angels hula girl, and I think you could see down her top there.
So. Oh, I see. He's upset because the grass skirt is falling out of the...
Has gotten some traction on social media, I've noticed. People have been asking for that to be fixed.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't.
Oh, boy.
All right. There you go.
Winning is in the details.
Yeah. Okay. There.
That's going to help the obsessive compulsive behavior.
Are you making fun of my...
I'm not, because I have the same problem and much worse, I'm sure, than yours. I've got to have everything lined up on my dresser drawer, and everything has to be straight, and I count things and list things, and a lot of issues.
But that's at home.
I try to hide it at work, yep. So you think that I'm a functioning human at work. But once I leave here, I'm a mess.
Really?
Yeah, I got problems.
No, you're a mess here, too.
Yeah, but multiply that by whatever factor, and then you'd be like, oh,
this is
really,
you hiding them?
This is my best effort in hiding it.
You don't do a good job of hiding.
So just imagine what it's like in the house.
Yeah. But we didn't have any of these labels when you were growing up. I didn't know what OCD or ADHD and all of these things.
Yeah, why does Freddie keep washing his hands 74 times? What's with that guy? We don't know what that is.
I used to drive my mom crazy that I didn't want to step on the carpet and then you have your foot imprint there. It bothered me that there was my imprint of my feet when I was walking across it. And I always wanted her to bring the vacuum out and just to make sure you got rid of my footprints. I have a few of them, I should say. Definitely where I take inventory and I go, you know what? I shouldn't say it. When I was in Italy.
Oh, boy.
And I went to.
I know what you're going to say. I could tell you what you're going to say before you go say it.
All right.
I'm going to say guess what it is, and then you tell me if I'm right.
Okay.
You went to some historical landmark or some type of art display.
Yep.
And you, where people are absolutely not allowed to touch things,
yep.
Took some type of painting or historical
yep.
object and fixed it because it was not straight.
Well, I have this, I think it's tactile, that I have to touch. And there was this unbelievable... tapestry.
Wasn't David's junk.
It was, you know, this,
a little to the left.
This is beautiful tapestry in the Vatican.
Vatican.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been there. They're on the walls.
Yeah. And I.
They have ropes and they have signs that say, don't touch us because the oils in your skin will ruin
us.
Yep. Go ahead.
Yep. And I did it.
Why?
I don't know.
You know you can't touch that stuff. Go talk to the curator or someone that runs the museum or security guard.
I don't know what it is, but then there's this unbelievable painting, Caravaggio. Unbelievable painting. Spectacular. One of the greatest paintings ever. And we go in this room, and there it is. And my wife knows. She's like, you know when you tell your kids, don't touch the stove, or that's hot, and then you, of course, want to touch the stove. So we're getting the history of this unbelievable painting. Got a tour guide telling us all about this. And I'm just staring at it. And I have my hand out. My wife goes, no. I go, I'm not. But the frame, like I wanted to touch the frame. And then I got scolded where there was just this piece of marble, who knows how many centuries or whatever. And I just touched it. And the tour guide said, don't do that again. I said, okay, I'm sorry. Yes, Todd.
Weren't you afraid if somehow it got unhinged or you knocked it off of the screw or whatever and now it's millions of dollars because you just broke this unique piece?
I did it in another museum in Paris, the D'Orsay, and I touched a frame for Van Gogh.
Not like a friend's house where like a picture
No, but I'll do that. Oh, if I go in your house and I'll go... Oh, that's crooked there. Yes, Seton.
My mother-in-law has the same thing, where like the minute you say "don't touch that," her arm immediately starts going out to like hit touch something. Like, Lid, what are you doing? You can't touch it.
I know.
Just can't help it.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think is the psychology behind that?
I would have no idea.
Would it be people don't like being told what to do?
No, because it's not that. I walk into your house. If I walked into your house and noticed that there was a picture that was, you know, askew. Like your Walter Payton, photo. I would just fix it. So it's not that I'm being told not to do
it. So it's a quest for perfection.
Yes.
That's what I've heard from different people who listen to the show.
Yeah.
It's an impossible quest for perfection.
Yes. Yes. That's why I'm still working on my jump shot. at my age to make it perfect.
But it going in makes it perfect.
Nope. You draw iron. Like if it doesn't have that sound, that crisp sound. Seton and I were shooting during the last commercial break. You just want that crisp sound. And then I'm critiquing Seton's shot by saying, you got a little movement, a little hitch there, trying to help him. Yeah, see.
I would rather know that, even at my age, know that, oh, yeah, you know what? I do have a little bit of a hitch.
Yeah, I know.
Spent a lot of time laying on my bed shooting a basketball up into the air to not have it perfect now.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you get on the proper meds and deal with the chemical imbalance.
Yeah, but I don't want any meds.
Like Todd goes, I got problems.
Yeah. And you're on meds, aren't you?
I was briefly because I had like anxiety, like and sweating and just having panic attacks, but that was thankfully short lived. Now I just get them when you don't respond clearly to my guess.
No, stop it.
Was that anxiety and panic attacks? What was inducing that, do you know? Was it in the last 17 years?
Yeah.
Oh, stop it, Seton. Stop it. I'm not taking blame for your twitchiness.
It was like around June of 02 or something.
I don't know that I was necessarily blaming you, Dan.
I know who's being...
Paulie.
Believe me. Okay. I'm aware who's being pointed at here.
Then Paulie, absolutely.
I'll cop to it.
Yes. Yes.
I am Frithy's medicine.
There's a scene in...
He's tried to calm me down many times. Whether he's the source at times of it or not, that's besides the point. But then...
Yeah, he causes it, and then he wants to talk you back to
my rescue. Hey, come on, work out with me. Why don't you put a jacket on? You're going to pass away here on the Sandler set.
It's like who's the cop in Pink Panther? The inspector there?
Rizzo?
No, not...
Or the other one.
Yes, the one that he drives crazy. He sends him basically to the loony bin. That's sort of the feeling that Fritzy must get. With Paulie being Peter Sellers, Inspector Clouseau. Does your dog bite? No. I thought you said your dog does not bite. That is not my dog.
That's a great joke.
Yes, yes, Marv.
It's just amazing being out here seeing the interaction sometimes.
Thank you, Marv.
Where I was like, ooh, this can get awkward.
You got any quirks there, Marv?
No, not really.
That's not true.
No, that means you die.
Give me a couple weeks, buddy.
That's not true.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure if you guys pay attention to him, I'm sure.
Will. Yeah, we never paid attention to you before. Now we have to. You're right there in front of us. In front of us.
Yeah. Right. And I was going to say, that's another bad one of mine.
Oh, yeah, you do say that. I was going to say.
I'm trying to work on
and
that.
And I'll go, no, just say. What, Todd?
And even through the glass, Seton, who's pointed it out, and rightfully so, I'm humming tunes and music and talking to myself, and he doesn't need to hear. It's not even Final Four.
Todd, we were talking about Marvin.
I know, but I like to bring it to myself.
Wait, we were talking
about...
You
don't know that I need attention? I know, but we had about 10 seconds with Marvin.
I'm going to take a break here. I'm going to take a break. Take a break. Kevin Hart's going to join us. Get a real comedian in here.
Wow.
No, I wasn't talking about you. We know you're not.
I've been waiting to zoom in. No one let me in. I want to zoom in.
Let me take a break. We're back after this in Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security. It says it all right there in the title. Designed with cutting-edge technology, backed by 24/7 professional monitoring. They have so many things. I mean, they're just different than any other security system. They have the Fast Protect technology, only from Simply Safe. That allows you to capture critical evidence, verify the threat is real, then you get priority police dispatch. It's going to cost under $1 a day, less than half the price of traditional home security systems. No contracts to sign. I mean, imagine that. Usually you get locked in for a couple of years, and then good luck trying to get out of those contracts. They're saying, we're with you every waking moment, even when you're sleeping. We're there for you. Simply Safe, and go to simplysafedan.com. They have a system where you can lock and unlock your doors, access your cameras, arm, disarm your system from anywhere. They've thought of everything. Go now, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring at simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
On Eileen.
Anybody knows somebody named Eileen and people would bring this song up? Paulie had a... No, your girlfriend in college who had one leg, but...
Her name wasn't Eileen.
You nicknamed her Eileen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Peg.
Oh, dear.
That is...
You guys are mean.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
She was hot, man.
You didn't call her legs, did you?
No. I can outrun her. I can't outrun anybody.
Whew, it's a Friday. Yeah. All together now. Except for Todd. Okay. All right. All righty. Before we get to Kevin Hart, good idea, bad idea, Paulie. You have a new, segment for the show?
We played this multiple times, Dan, but usually the ideas go out into the ether moments after we do the
segment.
Good
idea, bad idea.
Okay, so this was lightly thought out this morning. The Oakland A's appear to be moving to Vegas. They bought land. They basically announced they're moving to Vegas. And I saw some reports that the new stadium in Vegas for the A's would not be ready till 2027.
Yeah.
Which means 24, 25, 26, they got to stay in Oakland as a lame duck franchise. They didn't get fans anyway. They average 11,000 a game, and that's probably paid.
Okay, I think people are under the impression that the Oakland A's aren't a good baseball team or a good organization.
Right.
If I go back 10 years, 11 years, I'm going to guess that the Oakland A's have made the playoffs in probably 6 of those 11 years. Maybe 7 of those 11 years. But nobody's showing up anyway. And they don't spend money, but, you know, they have the Moneyball Billy Bean there in the front office. That they do produce some quality teams that, you know, they're not going to threaten for a championship, but they do make the playoffs. Yeah, Paul.
They've won the AL West 3 times in the past decade. They've had 5 90-win seasons. Four 90-win seasons in the past 10 years.
How many times have they made the playoffs in the last 11 years?
6.
So 6 out of 11. Okay. There are a lot of organizations that would take that. Even if, I mean, the stadium is terrible. That, you know, there's no reason. I don't know if you can overlook that, even if you win, that it's a bad stadium. You know, it's not like Fenway that's old, but it still had charm to it. Now, they refurbished it. And then, you know, the Raiders are saying, why didn't you guys do something with this stadium? We would have stayed. So they've lost. They're going to lose three teams in 5 years. They're going to lose the Raiders, the A's. Golden State went to San Francisco. Yeah, Paul.
So this idea is based off, if you're an A's fan, are you going to continue to go to the ballpark the next 3 years when you know they're halfway out the town?
Okay.
Instead, the Oakland A's spending the next 3 years as a lame duck before the Vegas stadium is ready. What if they play the next 3 years in three different cities? And these three cities are amongst the cities that the MLB is looking at, rumored to be looking at for expansion.
Okay, so Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Nashville, Salt Lake City, Orlando.
Montreal,
Charlotte. Some version of those. They go to the best ballpark in town and play a year in each of those cities. Mm. Attendance will probably be pretty good. MLB gets a litmus.
What can be worse?
Right. Yeah. MLB would get a nice litmus test of how the team would be supported. And, you know, I know there's some downsides that and you guys can chop up as you please. But that, I think that would be, put some buzz around the A's before they move to
Vegas. Yes, Don.
I like it a lot. Give other teams, give other cities a chance, see what the numbers look like as far as the support. Why keep them in a place that no one cares about them? Just move them around. Yeah, see what's up.
If you're a player, do you want to basically go on tour for 3 years? That feels like a tough ask.
Yes. Yeah.
Or but you would get to play in front of people who actually show up and
yeah, but watch. I don't know if they're going to show up.
I think if you went
I mean, these cities all have, you know, pretty high-quality minor league teams. You know, Nashville has, what, the Stars? These guys,
but maybe they've
Portland.
Show up. Like, if you are in Nashville and there's a ballpark there, there's a good one. If you had the A's in town for a year, you get to see Max Scherzer
but
come
But then how are you going to play in that ballpark when you have a minor league team playing in that ballpark?
We're working on that.
Okay.
I said as lightly thought out. Doubleheaders.
Kevin Hart set to join us on loan from DraftKings. Check out the new daily no-sweat same-game parlay, where new and existing users can bet a daily NBA same-game parlay. Get a bonus bet back if they lose. New customers can bet $5 on any NBA pregame money line and win $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Kevin Hart joining us on the program. Hey, you got to be happy. You got your quarterback under contract. What did you think with Jalen Hurts' deal?
Well-deserved, right? I love it. I think what Jalen Hurts has done in the game of football and outside of the game of football has positioned him to be where he is now. And what I'm highlighting is the level of professionalism that he has put on display, right? You're looking at a guy that's third year, and from how he handles the media, from how he really embraces the role of leader in leadership, taking responsibility every opportunity for good and bad, right? And not looking to be the guy that's responsible for everything. He looks to put his team first. He looks to put his players first in any conversation. And those are the things that I watched. Those are the things that I picked up. So when you're talking about investing in someone and putting that franchise type number and attaching it to a big salary, all those boxes have to check. And he's done an amazing job of checking them all. And I love that he set a new bar for other people to follow.
How did you come to the rationale that you were going to buy an eagle, an actual eagle?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm successful. So you know, when I think about the levels of success that I've been able to reach, you know, you got to think outside the box, right? And during this time, you know, I don't think I've ever been more closer to my franchise as a fan. And I felt the only way to take the next step was to own an eagle. Now, I do want to say that eagle has attacked my entire family. You know, we had to get rid of it. So I don't have it anymore. By the way, I didn't get a recoupment. Turns out when you buy an endangered species, they got a clause that says you're on your own. they never cuts loose. So we just ended up setting it off, letting it fly off one of the canyons out there near where I live. You know, and I think it's better for that eagle. You know, if I see him again, it's fine. But we try to domesticate him, which I don't think was fair for that eagle.
Him Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, his name was Jalen. We were feeding that eagle collard greens and macaroni and cheese. And I think that set him off. His diet was so strange. And I said he had to go when he picked me up. There was a time that Eagle got me to fly off with me and called it quits.
Did you cry after the Super Bowl?
My son did. My son did, and that made me cry. There's actually a video that I put up, man, that really hurt my heart, man. My youngest is 5 years old. I'm quite sure if anybody Googles just Kevin Hart's son crying after the Eagles lost, you'll see it. But he was so crushed, you know, because basically my son is taught to love the Eagles. I took him to Eagles games, and he's seen us win. So it's always been a celebration of win. He never felt like the hard loss. So all week I was building it up as the big game. Are you ready, son? And I went to the Super Bowl. I didn't take him. And, you know, the brothers, his brothers and sisters at the house sent me videos of him with his jersey on, watching the game, and we lost, man. He just broke down. He was so hurt, and it crushed me. It crushed me.
But this is being a fan. I mean, that's the first lesson. You can have the high. That's the easy part. But, man, when when you lose and it hurts, all right, now you're a fan.
Well, I told him, I said, the beauty of loving something is loving it through the good and the bad. And I was like, it's going to get good again. It's bad right now. I said, but that's why we got to be good fans and root again. You know, I gave him a good life lesson because I'm full of those.
I know you do stuff for DraftKings, but I'm curious, the biggest bet you ever placed on a sporting event was how much?
Oh, that's just ridiculous. Okay. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me knocked in the head. That's what you're trying to do.
Wait, how would I get you knocked in the head? I'm just curious. I'll tell you the most I ever spent. I put $3,000 on a college bowl game.
So you're trying to say you manage your money better than me? What are you trying to say? What are you doing?
How much?
Is this a race thing? Is this a race thing? You are we making this a race? What are we
doing? What's the most you ever placed on a game?
I am not comfortable with giving that information, but let's just say I'm not a stranger to making a big bet.
But are you like Drake or Floyd Mayweather type money?
You know, I like the fact that it's unknown. I like the fact that the world of Kevin and his bad habits are his bad habits, right? I don't believe in putting those things out just in case things ever hit the fan. I don't want people like, man, what's because he was doing that?
Do you have to run it by your wife? Have you ever had to run, like, hey, I'm going to spend money on this, hon?
Nope. Because just like you don't know, she don't know. So that way, the beauty of what I do is just what I do, right? Nobody has to know. I think that's golden territory. That makes sense.
How did you get involved with DraftKings?
Oh, man. I can say through good relationships, right? Great connectivity. Friends of friends that know friends made a great introduction, and that great introduction turned into great opportunity because there was a need for certain type of content and engagement. And the world of content that they were looking for and the want of engagement, I felt that I could deliver. And with the right partnership, we felt that we could do it together.
Kevin Hart joining us on behalf of DraftKings. Does The Rock do a power pump before a scene?
You know what he does do? He lathers up. He puts on a bunch of baby oil. You got to take a second to get rid of that smell. Yeah, so there's some truth for you. It's a little inside bit for you. Oh, Mr. Baby Lotion himself. Got to make his arms shiny before every scene. Now me, I got a natural pump and glow.
I like it. Yeah.
You ever see my triceps on screen? But they pop. They just pop.
What kind of athlete were you? Are you?
What do you mean? A Division I prospect all across the board? But I don't know if you noticed, though, I grew up in Thailand. So a lot of my offers came from colleges in Thailand. That's why you probably don't know about
it. You were considered tall in Thailand.
Absolutely. Actually, if you go to the website, thailand.edu.net.u.uu.them, you'll see that there I was a star. I mean, I did it. I really did. And then I had to come to the States. And then, you know, I was like, well, do I want to play sports anymore? It was a lot. So I just stopped.
What was the moment where you said, I'm going to get into comedy? Was there a person or a movie, a moment?
I think the moment where I really made a decision to do comedy is when I felt like modeling was just going to present difficulty for the other people in the business, right? Like, you know, I was a model out the gate. I'm not sure if you know this, but when I was seeing early success as a model, I just started to worry if there would be any work for others,
yeah,
or if I was going to take it all. And, you know, I was like, I got another opportunity in comedy. Maybe I focus on that. And I merged the world of sex appeal and funny because nobody else was doing it. And I did it. And I had a high level of success in doing it.
But you never did nudes, though, when you were modeling, did you?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Oh, you did.
That's why I was so big. I was huge. I did it all, man. Okay. You know, in the beginning, because you gotta find your lane, right? Because, like, what do they refer to? I think they refer to my body in the business as sculpted. I think that's what they say. It's like when it looks like somebody drew you.
Yeah.
So there it is. That's the word. Chiseled. They used to call me a small chiseled man. That's what the agents would say. I'm not sure. You should know this. Did you do your research?
No, I did not. I did most of the research had to do on other things, but not the modeling part of this. I didn't know that. Or your athleticism.
I don't know how you don't have this stuff. Like, your producers should definitely, like, I don't know who they are, but at this point, I just wonder if they're doing
it. Oh, they're going to be fired. Yeah, they'll be fired after this. But if I said, let's have a basketball game, you, Drake, and Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah. Are you asking who's the best?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you could have put me in a company of two worse athletes. Drake, a.k.a. Bad Knees Bobby.
But he thinks he can play. He sits courtside. He's so close to getting in the game, Kevin.
At some point, somebody has to ask Drake, what are you doing? Right? Like with these basketball workouts and hiring these shooting coaches, what are you doing? Okay, it's over. It's not going
to
happen.
It never started for it to be over.
It started. So I don't think he has the right people in his life that are giving him hard honesty.
Well, what about Justin Bieber? Bieber can play a little bit.
Bieber can play a little bit, but it's a hobby. It's an extracurricular activity. It's fun.
Okay.
I think Drake in his mind thinks that he's going to get a call. Yeah. I think he does.
He does.
I think he thinks that the Toronto Raptors are going to say, are you interested in a 10-day contract? Something like he has a warped POV as to what can happen. And that's my worry here. That's my big worry.
And Mayweather doesn't bother you?
Mayweather doesn't bother me because it's a hobby. Hmm. It's a hobby. You know, Floyd's not trying to do it for a living. He's not out doing basketball drills at 6 a.m. You know, he's not working with NBA coaches. Floyd gets it. It's fun.
It's great to talk to you.
It's always good to talk to you, man. We should do it more. But I question, like, the company you keep, man. Next time, I would love to come in to a more well-versed interview just with you.
I had the Eagles, right? I had that you got an Eagle named Jalen Hurts that you let go.
Yeah, but I just wish you knew more about my athletic modeling. Just would have given us more of a highlighted opportunity. That's all. But it's good.
Is that an Audemars on your wrist?
Or? Yes, it is.
Okay. Yes, it is. Okay. So somebody did a little. Somebody knows a little bit about something.
Well, somebody knows a little bit about something. It's actually great that you bring that up. I want to say Audemars Piguet is an amazing brand. As one of the faces of the brand, I just want to say,
hey, why don't you get us both watches here? Because, you know.
What just happened? Is this about race again? Yeah. Did you do it again?
I think I did.
Oh, my God. Two times.
I think everything's about race. My bad. My bad. Thanks.
Good talking to you, man.
Yeah, and yes. Thanks again, and good luck, and talk to you soon.
All right, my guy, take it easy.
Kevin Hart,
dude's funny, man.
Joining us on behalf of DraftKings, check out the new daily no sweat same game parlay. We'll take a break. Got some breaking news with the NFL and it has to do with gambling. Have that for you when we return. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Close-up shop as we always do on a Friday. The artist is Todd Rundgren. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it sounds like this. All righty. Just saw this, a gambling story. If you thought that Calvin Ridley got caught suspended for a year for gambling would resonate with the players, think again. Four Detroit Lions players, one Washington Commanders player, hit with major gambling violations. This, according to Ian Rappaport, covers the NFL for NFL Network. So the NFL suspended five players. I don't see any, the Lions wide receiver, Jameson Williams, he's just coming back in after being injured. These players are getting suspended. Washington Commanders, Shaka Tony, suspended indefinitely. That's at least a year. Jameson Williams is going to be suspended. The other players is suspended for 6 games. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, Quintez Cephas, C.J. Moore, the Detroit Lions got a year. They may petition for reinstatement at the conclusion of the 23 season. Stanley Berryhill and Jameson Williams of the Lions got 6 games. These players are eligible to participate in all offseason and preseason activities.
Did they bet on NFL games?
They have. There's almost no detail so far. I'm sure the reporters are going to hit this.
Okay, let me see.
A league review uncovered no evidence that any of these players used inside information in any game or any game was compromised.
But it says the players who were suspended indefinitely bet on NFL games in the 2022 season. Let's see. Players eligible to participate all off-season preseason activities, including preseason games. Suspensions take effect at the final roster cutdown. Wow. Calvin Ridley got an entire year. He's just back with Jacksonville. And how much are you betting? Like what? Well, you know, this is where you get close to the line where you're worried about inside information, injuries, all those things. All those things that could affect a betting line here. But that's according to Ian Rappaport. Well, let's see. Final results of the poll question there. Seton O'Connor?
I was hoping it would swing over the course of the 3 hours, but how important is LeBron scoring 40 points on Dylan Brooks? Not at all, unfortunately, coming in at 77%.
Okay, yeah.
Legacy defining, though.
No, it's
23%
not.
Of the people were with me.
What is it, 28.5? That's the over-under? I'm going under. I'm going to go 26-14-9. Ooh. Yeah.
Something in like a loss?
Something. No, in a win.
In a win?
In a win. Something like that. Let me see. Can I get a phone call in here? Miles in California. Hi, Miles. What's on your mind?
GP, happy Friday.
Thank you, Miles.
Yeah, I wanted to actually weigh in on my Lakers. Diehard Laker fan. Love-hate relationship with LeBron. Most of the time I love him, but I agree with you. I love that stat line you just said, too. Like, just play your game. Who cares about Dylan Brooks?
Yeah.
And let's just get the W, man. And then we can move on from Dylan Brooks and these talky-talky Grizzlies.
Yeah, that would be my approach. Now, I don't know if Darvin Ham needs to say, hey, LeBron, let's not take it personally. At this stage of the game, I don't think LeBron needs to have any advice on this. But I would go into this just saying, who is Dylan Brooks? You don't need to put 40. Just win. That's all. Just win. Seton is betting on LeBron getting at least 40, put down $100 at DraftKings.
Respect.
Yeah. Respect.
I don't think I've bet $100 in my life if I added all my betting that I've ever done.
Would you put 100 in with Seton?
I don't think I would do that.
Okay.
That's a lot of money for me.
So that's no respect.
Yeah.
But that's very cool that Seton's doing
it. I respect you doing it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You are a little thrifty with your money.
I am a little bit.
A little bit.
I cut the coupons.
I remember one time when we were at dinner, a staff dinner, and I got the check, and then I pushed it over to Todd, and I said, why don't you pick this up?
I had one of my panic attacks. I also have no idea what things cost, and I was like, this must be like a $400 night.
It's
I know. $400 is just like for your appetizers over there.
We were shooting the movie Pixel in Toronto, Sandler movie, and we went to this steakhouse. And I said, Todd, how much do you think this dinner is? And he goes, I don't know. Maybe. What, did you? You didn't say $250.
Whatever the
you?
Number was, it was like that. Maybe is the first couple of bottles of wine.
That
is
was
what you just guessed.
No, that was the tip. I think. I said
I was off by thousands.
Yes,
of dollars.
You were.
I know that.
Yes, you were. This day in sports history, Paulie.
One of my favorites. Day in 1980, Rosie Ruiz won the Boston Marathon in 2 hours and 31 minutes. After investigation, she was stripped of the honor. Evidence showed that she had entered the race halfway through it.
Yep.
They didn't catch her until like 4 days later.
Todd, what did you learn on today's program?
Jake Milton's first name is not DeAnthony. That would be Sixers shooting guard DeAnthony Melton.
Seton O'Connor.
Brady Quinn, not into the muscle talk.
He's a beef stick.
Yeah, he doesn't like it, though.
Beef O'Brady. Marvin?
Seton's gambling now.
Paulie?
Tim Legler, a.k.a. Mike Trout.
If you're planning to do some spring cleaning, here's my advice. Clean the house, then protect every inch of it with SimpliSafe Home Security. Customize the perfect system for your home. SimpliSafeDan.com. No safe like SimpliSafe. Have a great Meat Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Great weekend. Reggie Miller is back with us on Monday. Hope you'll join us as well. Be safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.